Good morning. This is Core Values on WUDG The Underground. I am Mike Langer along with
Big Lou.
And we also have members of the cast of Magic and Poison this morning, along with writer, composer, and director Timothy S. Blue.
It's good to be here.
And of course, we've been featuring them. And we'll continue to feature them right up until the show, which is at the Northland Performing Arts Center, October 31st, November 1st, and November 2nd. Are you pre-selling tickets on that, Tim?
Yeah, we will be. Should be opening up in a few days, actually.
Okay, good deal. So who do we have in studio this morning?
Well, we have, well, of course, me.
can't forget that. That's the important thing.
Noted.
But we have some of the darker characters from the play today. We have Rostislav, the I guess you can call her the insane witch. I mean, there's the evil witch, but she's also kind of off a rocker. Particularly Rostislav, two of the sister witches.
I think some would argue that in the case of that particular actress, that applies to real life too.
No comment. Nope. Did it win her the role? Then we also have Nuv. Nuv is the Goblin King, and his tribe actually owns a whole chunk of the island, which they're not just enemies of the kingdom, but they're sworn enemies of the witches as well. So to have him in this room is quite dangerous.
As a point of order, he is not to be confused with David Bowie.
Yes, definitely, and he'll sound like David Bowie. Not anymore. And then we also have his son, which is Gwynup Nuv. Now, Gwynup Nuv is Welsh fairy tale. It's kind of a worldly spin into the story. And Gwynup Nuv is actually the main subject of the fairy tale that he comes from. But, you know, Nuv also plays, his father also plays a big role in it. Oh, I didn't introduce who they're being played by. Christoph Van Fossen plays Rostislav. Josh, daggone it, Josh, what's your last name?
Bernard.
Josh Bernard plays Nuv, and Timothy Clue II plays Gwynup Nuv.
I think it's weird that my son is actually your son.
Yeah. We officially have turned this into a Jerry Springer studio.
Yeah.
That's what that is.
Next, I'm in love with my horse.
Whoa.
Coming up on Steve Wilkos. Go to commercial.
Well, that's all the time we have for today.
So glad I came in this morning.
Oh, jeez. So, I don't know, we want to bring him up and have him talk, or is Crystal going to absolutely just, like, sit there and be in mic shock?
When you get her going, she gets going. Yeah, like I said, she... The character's based on her. She's not. She'll just turn on you. She'll switch channels on you. Why don't we go ahead and do that? Get Rostislav the Witch up.
All right. Come on up here, Crystal. Good morning.
Good morning.
You hate me now, don't you?
Oh, when do I not?
Yeah, good point. Oh, so, tell us a little bit about your character. Don't give too much away, but...
Oh. Well, like he's already said, she's a little off-kilter. Just a little, you know. One minute you could be talking to her and she could be your best friend, and the next minute she wants to kill you.
And how much of yourself do you bring to this role?
I don't know what you're talking about.
It kind of sounds like me on a daily basis.
I have no idea what you're talking about. Probably a lot.
So now you played this, did you play this character in the first run as well?
No, I did not.
No, so this is a new thing for you.
Yeah, this is a new character for me.
Oh, boy.
And this is my first time as big role.
Nervous?
Maybe.
That would be a yes.
Don't worry, everyone's listening.
don't be too concerned.
Don't worry.
How hard is the singing part of this for you? Because obviously it is a musical as well as...
Well, for Rostislav, she doesn't really sing. It's more of a spoken song. More poems, that's the word. Thank you. I couldn't think of the word. Poems, and as like we all know, Tim loves his words.
Is that what that is?
Oh, yes.
Tim is very fond of his words, and Rostislav has her big moment where she gets to use a lot of those words.
I'm guessing you're really hating the words here.
Yes, I had to.
This is the other side trying to take over.
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
But
vernacular.
So,
In your voice, in your Rostislav.
I could do.
Do it then. Come on,
you can. You can do it.
I could. Let's see here.
Give us something.
The stress is unbearable.
It's the smell.
What goeth through your mind, dear Briar? Does the touch remind you of motherly hands that were never able to caress you? Never able to hold you to her bosom? Never to feel her heartbeat? Shall I tell you why I love you more than any other mortal? Why not? This will probably be the last time I get the chance. My curse started with your mother, the queen you never met.
Very nice.
Yeah. And now I'm frightened.
Dig it.
Good.
Hey, you
Good.
Know what? Let me tell you something. If you ever get stage fright, remember this story. The very first time I ever went on stage, I was doing stand up in South Carolina, and they didn't have I don't care. Judge how you will. They didn't have the appropriate light to let you know when you're supposed to go off stage, so it was like a spotlight. And a spotlight in your eyes, like a combination. So they hit me with the light, and I fell off the stage and went through a table. So that was really embarrassing. I'm sure it's on YouTube somewhere. But if you ever start to feel kind of scared, just remember that and be like, I can't possibly be worse than that. So that's one thing. Just keep that in mind.
Oh, I've already got enough stories in my head to help me get crazy, so... Yeah.
I was going to leave the voices alone, but Tim jumped right in there with it.
Yes, Rostislav definitely has many voices in her head. I can't quite remember all their names, but they're there.
You have names now.
Yeah.
Okay, this might be getting a little bit too real life. Tim, do we have a track for Rostislav?
Oh, do we have a track for Rostislav? Yeah. Why don't you play track 2 on that, this there, Toil and Trouble, Music of the Witches.
There we go. All right. So we're going to just kind of kick a little bit of this, not a whole lot. This is Toil and Trouble. Thank you. so we are back with the cast and crew of Magic and Poison. And we have been talking to Crystal, who plays Rostislav. Rostislav, something like that. I can never pronounce any of these names. Line them up. Who's next?
We got Nud, the Goblin King.
Nug?
Nud.
Nud?
It's spelled Nud. It's spelled Nud, but it's pronounced Nud.
No,
not
the,
not
like
the.
This.
You keep telling.
Can you get your own name?
Yeah. It's spelled N-U-D-D.
Dear fairy tale writers, for future reference, please write your fairy tales with names we can read and pronounce!
If by some off chance this becomes a book, someone's going to read this and be like, this guy's name's Nud? The whole book. The whole book.
Well, see, in the back, we're going to have like a pronunciation thing, like how it's actually pronounced.
Oh,
we'll see how many people actually utilize that.
And we will leave that one alone.
Please.
As much as we desire otherwise, we will leave that one alone. It's a room full of guys and Crystal.
Thanks for not considering me a guy, I guess.
I guess? That's another one.
No, I'm sorry. Why would you show me that on the air?
I don't know. Just apply to what it said.
Why would you show me that on the air? Now that makes me want to repeat it. And I can't because it's not.
Why did we go to break?
Oh, my God.
It's pretty bad, though, right?
No, it's actually just horrible. Okay. No. What's up, man?
First of all, my character, he's, of course, King of the Goblins. He's pretty much, he's, current age, I believe, is about 600 years, so he's lived a pretty long time. He's pretty much seen almost the entire history of Fabula and how it's played out. He pretty much lives underground, he lives in the land of Arwen, he pretty much controls that entire area. But I don't want anyone getting confused with the Goblin King from the Hobbit. He is much better than that guy. For one, he doesn't die.
Yet not quite as good as Jareth, right?
It's Anwen, not Arwen.
Thank you, son. Thank you.
Right,
it's not like it's my. Sure. It's not like it's my kingdom. My goodness. But
it will be his someday.
No, not if I have anything to say about it.
Oh,
I've lived for 600 years. I'm still young.
So cannibalism and offspring murder. Common among goblins, is it?
No. We pretty much enjoy a nice roast pig or an ox. Yeah, meat is pretty much... We pretty much just go to McDonald's and just get the local hamburgers.
And as many as you possibly can, so you can stuff his face and then became a riot!
Yeah, but if I could, like, summon up my character in one word, it'd probably be, like, he's a protector. Like, he... feels a sense of responsibility in protecting what he believes by right is his, and that area is his. The humans he tolerates, they're pretty much just a nuisance to him. Like, he has, like, a thing going on with them where it's like, if you leave us alone, we'll leave you alone. With the witches, he, like, desperately hates the witches. I mean, my goodness. His big enemy in this entire play is the witches. And so...
We shall rule again!
Never! Goblins shall rule.
Yeah, interview Nud here. Switch in the Nud and interview him.
Yes, this is Nud speaking.
And, okay, Nud. What do you do for fun?
Well, for fun...
You kill anyone who says McDonald's.
Yes, I had this very annoying person say that once.
How do you feel about your offspring?
Well, let's see. The goblins, they're a very warring creatures. The old warriors of the island. And they generally... They actually control a portion of the island to themselves. And they call it the Tilbert Tog. And the witches are absolutely forbidden. It's the one part of the island where the goblins would tear them apart if they ever entered close to that domain.
Mm-hmm.
And now this, you know, he's an expert sword fighter. You know, he's kind of like the Conan of the island.
Yes, I am.
For those who know the old references. But he's basically a tear-apart, fearless creature who's raising his son to also be heir to the island. Hater of the humans, but really a hater of the witches.
Yeah.
He's just a hater.
And also in the play, like, not trying to give too much away, but we actually see, like a different side of Nud that comes out in the events that happen in the play, and it's a, like, a changing perspective on the character and his relationship with humans. He, like, throughout the entire play, he's, like, he, like, is, like, this close to snapping and tearing off the head of any witch that gets within 5 feet of him. So, it's a very fun role to play, and I get to have so much fun because I get to sword fight, I get to say awesome dialogue.
Nice.
That would be the writer.
Yes. unlike Rostislav.
Thank you, Tim.
Unlike Rostislav, who hates the words, I end up loving the words because I get like the most awesome lines.
You have a big long monologue.
I do have a long monologue, don't I?
Is it 5 pages long?
No, it's not 5 pages long, but it does have a monologue. I do have a monologue.
So, from Magic and Poison, as I stretch because I really can't control myself this morning, from Magic and Poison, this is 13 Bells on the Underground. So, coming to the mic right now is the youngest of the cast. I think you're the youngest of the cast.
Yes.
Oh. Perfect.
Yeah, okay, so when you're in the background, you'll talk all you can, but now you get on the mic and you're quiet.
Yes. No, but seriously.
So tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, I am with the Goblins, of course, but I'm the Goblin Prince, and unlike Rostislav, the lazy one, I actually like all the cool words that my dad gives me, such as...
Look out, she's coming up behind you to hit you!
Anyway, it's my turn to talk.
Somehow, I don't think you really even like the words. I think you're just doing it because you don't want your dad to be mad at you.
No, actually, I very much enjoy the words. I get to speak in another language, unlike some people.
Crystal, he's throwing his stuff at you now.
Anyway,
I shall put a curse upon you.
So, the language I get to speak is called Old English, and it's not like the English you guys think, like vows and art and all that type of stuff. It's actually the first type of English was like, I'll give you a line I have, Nimeth and Honda from me, which means get your hands off me. It's really old English.
So you're speaking the language of furniture polish. Oh boy.
Like, this guy's a genius.
He has created our new language. So did you do this character in the last run too?
I did. I was actually trying to run for Nuth, but then this guy came in, so I had to go for Gwinnup Nuth, which I'm fine with because I very much enjoy Gwinnup Nuth, especially with all the standing in the background of battles I do.
Yes, well, you do a lot of standing in the background and not a lot of fighting, huh?
No, but I do get to do other things, like search for treasure through a bone ball, which is a lot of fun.
Cool.
A bone ball basically is like a window to hidden treasures, and I become a pirate of the fairy tale world.
Well, if you find one of those in real life, would you please let me know? Because I'm kind of broke right now, and I could really use that.
Give him one of your Gwinnup
Nuth voice is a little darker and meaner and ragged.
Nice.
Don't read that.
No, don't read that.
Don't read that.
Don't read that. No, don't read that.
And I'm stoned.
And now Lori's going to kill us all.
No, I'm not a drunk like some people.
I didn't know anything about this until it just happened.
Yeah. I was like, oh, hey, I remembered. Sorry.
Stoned. Oh, come on. I went medieval with it. People laughed. Damn it. I giggled.
Okay, oh, fail. So another thing about my character is I get to do a lot of movements behind Nuth because I follow him wherever he goes, and I'm kind of like the extra in the goblin.
The heir.
Yeah, I am the prince of the goblins. Like,
sounds annoying. Mm-hmm. Sounds like you get to be the annoying one.
Yeah, I do enjoy that. Why?
Oh, yeah, I get to hit you with.
Oh
a
yeah, he gets me. He gets to hit me with a stick. That's right.
Uh oh. Oh boy. Tim.
Yeah.
It's the wife.
Yeah. No, I did not. No, I did not.
Okay, guess what?
Wait, what?
You weren't the only one that got that message.
What? What'd she say?
She said, yes, she will. She's gonna kill my father. Anyway.
No, I think she was headed for me at that point.
Irresponsible use of airway.
And now I'm going to curl up in a corner and die.
It's the wife. Or my mom.
Hell hath no fury like Tim's wife angry.
That is true.
That was Jeff again. I hardly endorse that statement.
Only hardly.
And oops. On the offstage, you see my mother getting as red as a beet. Probably in her car driving.
I'm about to get another yes, she is. Oh, boy.
I'm busting through the door.
She's going to be like, this show's over. Lori, we love you.
trying to keep them under control, but it's not working.
You've got a room full of guys. What do you expect? Oh, boy.
I'm just doing what they told me to.
There's no restraining the Lou.
And I have an Indeed now. Great.
No, but what's cool...
Lori, we do. We love you. Please don't kill me.
What's cool about being my character is definitely the old English. In the new play, I've been told I'm being promoted to fighting a little bit, so I'll be in a few
awesome
battles. I get jammed in the ribs with a giant staff, and I get pinned down to the ground with a witch's staff. So I'm mostly on the ground the most of the play. So
I really get my butt kicked.
Is that the general consensus? Is that you're getting your butt kicked throughout most of the play?
He's pretty much the damsel in distress in this play.
Hey, watch your language.
Yeah, I like that. I said holding down the ground with my bosom.
Okay, no one cares. I grab your shoe a few times. I mean, I'm doing something but just laying there.
But it won't, because Lori already wants to kill me at this point, and I'm not going to give her any more fodder. So
just dig that hole, Jeff. Just dig that hole.
Enjoy that shovel.
Yes, please take the shovel away. Okay, Tim, so do we have a track for the young lad?
Well, the young lad actually would kind of belong to the previous track, but why don't we go ahead and play the main theme of the show, which is would be track number one, elegantly called Once Upon a Time.
All right, here we go. Once Upon a Time on the Underground.
This is WDG The Underground. We're here live. So do you got anything else you want to add as far as the play and everything?
Yeah. Well, a lot of information is available on our website, magicandpoison.com. The show actually spells magic with a CK at the end, but even spelling it just a regular way will get you to the website. In a few days, you'll be able to get tickets. The dates of the show, it starts on Halloween night. At the Northland Performing Arts Center off Tamarack Boulevard in Columbus, Ohio. And then it runs the Friday after that. And then a matinee and an evening show, which is the closing show on Saturday.
Sounds good. You guys have anything you want to add?
I really appreciate this opportunity to come in and just tell you guys a little bit about it.
Oh, yes, yes. And go to Indiegogo.com. We have a fundraiser happening there trying to raise funds because, you know, every starting show needs help from the community, and we could use your help. Indiegogo.com. Look up Magic and Poison.
Magic and Poison.
Magic and Poison. And
old spelling, right?
Yes, old spelling, but like I said, even if you're going for you're typing up on your browser, Magic and Poison, just spell it magic the regular way, it'll still get you there.
There you go.
So,
thank you. All right, guys, is there anything else you want to say this morning?
Come see the show.
Yes.
Well, of course. Now, we'll reiterate this one more time. It is at Northland Performing Arts Center from October 31st to November 2nd. And there are two shows on the 2nd, correct?
There are two shows on that Saturday, on the final day. A matinee show and the evening, which is the closing show. It's a really, really good production made here by artists right here in the greater Columbus area. You know, showing that we can do original work and really make an impact with it.
And please, please, even if you're going to come to the show and give that way, please do give to the Indiegogo campaign. Community theater is only possible through the donations of the community and through the goodwill of folks like you who are willing to help out. So, again, Magic and Poison, Northland Performing Arts Center, October 31st through November 2nd. Guys, it's been a pleasure. Been awesome having you on the show today. And I'm sure we will have more folks from the show on here in the coming weeks, I would imagine.
Looking forward to it.
Awesome. All right, guys. Right now, we are going to...